According to UN agencies, more than 280 million people in Africa are food insecure, with over a billion unable to afford healthy diets. One of the problems is that quality seeds are inaccessible to many African farmers, leading to higher rates of crop failure. Daniel Agan works with the African Seed Trade Association. He says the delegates meeting in Mombasa are trying to address some of the challenges.
We are talking about Africa, which currently is grappling with issues like fake seeds, counterfeit seeds. Some people call it counterfeit seeds. We are talking about plant health. How healthy are those certified seeds to be planted in whichever environment? And then we are also talking about movement of seeds. And that has been one of the greatest elephants in the room, in the sense that for seed to move from one country to another has been a very, very big issue.
In October 2022, Kenya approved the use of genetically modified organisms after a 10-year ban. However, the lifting of the ban has worried its neighbours, who are sceptical of the GMO seeds and products. Tanzania stated that it will monitor its border to prevent any such food from Kenya from entering the country. Charles Miller, a board member of the African Seeds Trade Association, says countries will benefit if they harmonise their policies, so seeds could be shipped across borders with no issues.
We work together as an industry to lobby for that harmonization. And by having the ability to be able to, for example, produce seeds in Kenya and ship them readily when it's needed to Tanzania or even to Senegal under the same rules and regulations, it makes for a much more transparent and clear business model. And it also provides much more security to those growers at the other end of the production scheme.
Another issue is a lack of seeds that can thrive in harsh conditions like drought. Justin Rakoto Arizona is the Secretary General of the association. He says there's not enough money to support researchers to produce more seeds that can overcome Africa's evolving climate patterns.
For the research, I mean the development of new varieties, there is less and less budget allocated by the public sector to this section, whereas there is no plant variety protection in Africa. There is, but very difficult to implement it. And that implies the private sector may not be motivated to produce or to develop variety because there is no return on investment.
Charles Miller is also the head of Strategic Alliance for Solinta, a company that specializes in breeding hybrid potatoes across between two inbreed potato lines. His company's product, he says, is an example of what an advanced seeds can do for African farmers.
Where we produce hybrid potatoes and deliver those new genetics through a true seed, which is very innovative. And unlike the traditional seed tubers, you can store our seed for long periods of time without cold storages. You can transport them very easily. So the work, the effort, the sustainability angle when using our seeds is significantly higher than the traditional system.
For the time being, seed policies across much of Africa are stuck in the status quo. The regional bloc, COMESA, the common market of Eastern and Southern Africa, has introduced rules to harmonize the seeds trade, but only 7 out of 21 countries have ratified the regulation. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
We are talking about Africa, which currently is grappling with issues like fake seeds, counterfeit seeds. Some people call it counterfeit seeds. We are talking about plant health. How healthy are those certified seeds to be planted in whichever environment? And then we are also talking about movement of seeds. And that has been one of the greatest elephants in the room, in the sense that for seed to move from one country to another has been a very, very big issue.
We work together as an industry to lobby for that harmonization. And by having the ability to be able to, for example, produce seeds in Kenya and ship them readily when it's needed to Tanzania or even to Senegal under the same rules and regulations, it makes for a much more transparent and clear business model. And it also provides much more security to those growers at the other end of the production scheme.
for the research, I mean, the development of new varieties, there is less and less budget allocated by the public sector to this section, whereas there is no plant variety protection in Africa. There is, but very difficult to implement it. And that implies the private sector may not be motivated to produce or to develop variety because there is no return on investment.
Where we produce hybrid potatoes and deliver those new genetics through a true seed, which is very innovative. And unlike the traditional seed tubers, you can store our seeds for long periods of time without cold storages. You can transport them very easily. So the work, the effort, the sustainability angle when using our seeds is significantly higher than the traditional system.